Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, the hyper-aggressive professional Jew and accused abuser of white teen girls, Alan Dershowitz, is now President Donald Trump's lawyer. I'll say it again. Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer is now Donald Trump's lawyer. Let that sink in for a moment. And Dershowitz was with Trump in an honored position right next to the president in the Oval Office, along with Robert Kraft, the Jewish billionaire caught in a prostitution and sex trafficking sting in a filthy Asian massage den, and a rogues gallery of other subversive and crime-linked Jews, as Trump signed an executive order taking away our First Amendment right of free speech. Let that sink in for a moment, too. What was the order that Trump signed? An order stating that all American educational institutions must clamp down on all organizing, all meetings, all speech that opposes the policies of Jews or of the State of Israel. Some students want to play a documentary showing Israel's murders of Palestinian children. The school must shut it down. A representative of the worldwide grassroots BDS group wants students to consider boycotting Israeli products, at least until the murders stop. The school must shut it down. A National Alliance member on campus wants to expose Jewish crimes or the anti-white agenda of the ADL or the SPLC or other Jewish groups. The school must shut it down. Some patriots want to end the forever wars in the Middle East. The school must shut them down. A patriot wants to hand out a transcript of my ADV program explaining Jewish control of the mass media. The school must shut it down. Trump, oddly referring to himself in the third person, as if someone had written his script in a hurry, said, quote, "This is our message to universities. If you want to accept the tremendous amount of federal dollars that you get every year, you must reject anti-Semitism. It's very simple. The Jewish state has never had a better friend in the White House than your president, Donald J. Trump." Close quote. The boss of the organized crime-linked ADL, a Jewish pressure group, Jonathan Greenblatt, was delighted, saying, quote, "This executive order provides valuable guidance on anti-Semitism, giving law enforcement and campus officials an important additional tool to help identify and fight this pernicious hate." Close quote. In the text version of this broadcast, I am going to provide several pictures of Trump and Dershowitz together on that day as they signed away what cannot be signed away, our right to free speech. And there are some additional very illuminating pictures as well. Looking at them, you can see just what kind of ugly, dwarfish, deformed, diseased, and truly reptilian-looking homunculus of evil this creature Dershowitz is. You can see the straight-out-of-murder-incorporated face of Robert Kraft and a few other thug-like Jews whose names I haven't identified yet. You can see the grinning, inhuman visage of Jared Kushner leering in amusement at what he and his tribe are getting away with. You can also see more clearly than you have ever seen anything what a piece of filth Trump has become by bowing down to and associating with and favoring and willingly serving these enemies of life. The lie of 6 million dimensional chess was never credible, but it's asylum bait now. For those of you listening on the radio or the internet, let me describe these pictures to you. In the first picture, we see Trump, Melania Trump, and Dershowitz speaking into a microphone. The caption reads, "Dershowitz speaks in approbation of Trump's signing an executive order withholding all federal funds from any university, college, or school which permits criticism of Jews or Israel on its campus. A blatantly illegal move, establishing a pretended law which effectively ends the First Amendment of the United States Constitution." The next picture shows Ivanka and Jared Kushner, Trump, and Robert Kraft in the background. Trump is speaking. The Kushners applaud as Trump does their tribe's bidding. Disgraced Jewish billionaire Robert Kraft can be seen without tie at the right near the Jewish menorah. Click to see a larger version, which will allow a clearer view of the unforgettable expression on Jared Kushner's face. The next picture shows the largely Jewish crowd, including Dershowitz, applauding as Trump holds up his signed executive order. The caption reads, "Trump, with applauding Jews, apparently proud of what he has done, betraying the American people, holding up the freedom-destroying order he has signed. His lawyer, Dershowitz, is visible at right." The next picture shows Trump actually signing the order, with the crowd of Jews and others looking on. The caption reads, "The moment of betrayal. Kushner looks serious and satisfied. Mrs. Kushner sports a plastic robotic smile. Kraft and Dershowitz are apparently amused." The next picture is from a quarter century ago and shows Dershowitz with O.J. Simpson. The caption reads, "Dershowitz left was also one of O.J. Simpson's lawyers in the 1990s, and his legal team got the violent, volatile black, at right, acquitted of a double murder he had certainly committed." The next picture shows Donald Trump with O.J. Simpson. The caption reads, "Two clients of Alan Dershowitz." The next picture shows Trump, Melania, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell. The caption reads, "The soon-to-be president, the future first lady, Jeffrey Epstein, and Ghislaine Maxwell. All, except possibly Melania, were or are close associates of Alan Dershowitz." The last picture shows Alan Dershowitz in the middle between an unknown Jew and alt-right personality Mike Cernovich. The caption reads, "Schmoozing with the controlled opposition. Dershowitz center with self-promoter and former alt-right personality Mike Cernovich, right. Anyone who can definitely identify the Jew on the left in this photograph, please inform us." Now, just who is Alan Dershowitz? Alan Dershowitz has been named by one of Jeffrey Epstein's victims as not only Epstein's lawyer, but a frequent presence in Epstein's far-flung mansions that were really blackmail traps, full of video and audio recorders and a seemingly endless supply of very young white girls, almost all early teenagers, and some as young as 12, trained as and forced to be sex slaves for Epstein and his guests. Virginia Roberts, one of those sex slaves as a young teen, has said under oath in more than one legal proceeding that Epstein required her to have sex with Dershowitz at least 6 times. Dershowitz, for his part, admits his visits to Epstein's pedophile island / orgy mansions, but claims that his elderly wife was always present, though no one, to my knowledge, admits seeing her there amidst the veritable sea of child rapes that were taking place. And her name does not appear with Dershowitz's on the flight manifests. And he also claims that he only received massages given by an old Russian woman that no one seems to have noticed, and never saw any underage girls anywhere. I leave it to my listeners to judge the credibility of these statements. As Jeffrey Epstein's lawyer, and as the police were closing in on Epstein's sex slave operation, Dershowitz and his legal team put pressure on witnesses not to testify, engaged in public and private character assassination of witnesses, and even put hot tails, and who knows what kind of pressure, on the police officers who were investigating Epstein and who were trying to get justice for these white girls, digging into their private lives and combing through every detail Dershowitz could find, trying to get something, anything, that could be used to harm or destroy them. Dershowitz's great victory, though, was getting the federal prosecutor in the Epstein case to make a sweetheart deal with Epstein. By this time, everyone on the local and federal level knew that Epstein had abused, enslaved, prostituted, and raped literally hundreds of young white girls in a massive operation bigger than anything anyone had ever seen before. The federal prosecutor was Alexander Acosta, whom Trump would later name to his cabinet. Acosta, led by the hand by Dershowitz, agreed that the regime in Washington would let Epstein completely off the hook for his multiple thousands of horrific sex crimes against children, which surely demanded multiple life sentences at the very least, if Epstein would agree to plead guilty to one charge of soliciting prostitution and spend a few months of half days at a country club style suite separate from the other inmates as his punishment. Later, last year in fact, Acosta would say he was told on good authority that Epstein, quote, was intelligence, close quote, and that he would be well advised not to prosecute him. We don't know exactly what threats were made. Did they involve blackmail recordings of government officials raping Epstein's child prostitutes? We don't know how much money changed hands. But we do know that for billionaire Epstein, $1 million was roughly what $10 would be to us. So he could well afford whatever Dershowitz could arrange. A $3 million payoff for him would be like dinner for two at Denny's for us. But he did do whatever it took. Jewish lawyer Dershowitz, who spent most of his life pushing Jewish supremacism, got his close associate and good friend and billionaire and fellow Jew, Jeffrey Epstein, clean off the hook after raping and ruining the lives of countless white girls and their families. And according to Virginia Roberts, one of the victims, Dershowitz himself partook of the girl rape feast that Epstein offered. The Jewish second-in-command of Epstein's sex slave operations, Ghislaine Maxwell, who is now reported to be hiding from prosecutors in Israel, said that these non-Jewish girls, these white teens, were, quote, nothing, were, quote, trash. That's the kind of client and the kind of friend and the kind of operation that Donald Trump's current lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, was involved with. That's what Donald Trump's current lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, did. And it's mighty interesting that there are a number of photographs showing Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell palling around with Donald and Melania a number of years back, just before Epstein was first caught. One wonders who has the secret child rape recordings that the FBI presumably seized from Epstein's mansions. No one in the administration or the controlled media so much as breathes a word about them these days. And one wonders who appears in them and how they are being used right now. You can see it every day. You can feel it at work and on the streets. You can more than sense it in the increasingly unreal news presented by the alien-owned media, in the ever more shrill and tyrannical edicts of our overlords, and the ever more insane and hate-filled irrational demands of the anti-whites. The system under which we live is rotten. It is corrupt beyond saving. Only fools believe in it now. The man on a white horse who promised to drain the swamp and slay the swamp creatures is a swamp creature himself. He's on those tapes, or it was all theater from the start. Either way, you were fooled. The time has come to wake up and grow up. After the system destroys itself, or an outraged citizenry destroys it, or stronger hands from outside destroy it, it will fall to us to rebuild. The men and women of the National Alliance are laying the groundwork for that bright and shining day.